Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I started out thinking I'm going to talk about this 100 days, but I'm bored with it. I'm absolutely bored with all the 100-day talk. So I'm going to go back to being a little angry today. I am. I'm kind of in a mood. I don't know why. But, oh, what fools are we? Remember that? I keep saying, what fools are we? But I don't even care anymore about the forest or the trees. What's wrong with us in this nation that we keep allowing ourselves to be played the fools? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. But we the people are way past the fool me twice. And we should be ashamed. Climate change is a hoax. And more, that's being revealed. Yet, the left keep talking about how ignorant we are and who don't believe and we should be punished. The colleges and the universities are robbing you blind if you're paying your kids to go there. And they're taking the minds of your youth and they're filling them with socialist communist drivel, making them pawns. And ensuring that they will never be patriots to a strong and free nation. The idiot left, I'm sorry, I'm a little angry, like I said, so I'm going to use the word idiot. Socialist elected officials, such as Elizabeth Warren, they want you to believe that they know what's best. And they insult us. She said, I hope they, meaning Trump and his voters, you know, us deplorables, leave their body to science. I would like to cut them open. Who is the ugly, violent person in this? Are you not insulted? Whether you are a Trump supporter or not, or a Trump voter or not, you should be outraged at how she speaks at you, at the American people. Lizzie tries to make you believe she's standing up for the middle-class American. That is such a bunch of hogwash. She's worth $15 million now, and she hasn't even served her full term as senator, which she only makes $174,000 salary a year. Again, these people have great, great investments, apparently. Trump is disappointed in Congress, he says, and I'm thinking, well, join a club. The Republicans fail because they want to fail. They are, with a few exceptions, they're socialists, they're globalists, they're greedy, they're thieves. Deception is their game. And we have been fools enough to believe in the politics, as if that's the way it should be done. And it is not. So much today to share with you. I've watched the water run all weekend long as we've had flooding in the Midwest with storms. And I guess I'm kind of in a mood, but the truth of it is, we need to be done with this nonsense. Are we such the fools that we don't care any longer? We no longer believe in freedom or liberty or independence? My heart was pierced. This weekend, as my big brother said, our nation is done. You don't know how much I hate saying that, but it's true. Well, I don't want to believe that. I want to believe in you. Will Americans stand up? Tomorrow is the show's six-year anniversary. CSC Talk Radio will be 6 years old tomorrow. And compared to our founding fathers, I've sacrificed very little, but it has been a great personal sacrifice, and I cannot bear to believe that it was for a nation that is already gone and dead. So let's be angry. but make it a righteous anger. First, we begin on our knees, and then we stand and we fight with all we have. And we have, even though they try to ignore it, we have a constitution. Our founding fathers sacrificed greatly so that we would have that, which is a contract between you and those elected officials. They are our hired help, and they have no right to stand there and say they want to cut us open. Lizzie, we once had freedom. We once had liberty. We once were a proud and independent people. Let us not doom our kiddos, our grandkids, our children, our great-grandchildren to the slavery of greedy men and women, those D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting their own deals. Perhaps they've read The Art of the Deal, but they're putting it to personal use rather than making the best deals for the United States of America, for the people. Well, Elizabeth Warren did say this. This was in an event in Chicago this weekend where she said that she hopes that the Trump voters and Trump leave their bodies to science. And I would like to cut them open. What do you think of such a statement as that? They are attacking not just the president personally. They're attacking all the American people who don't believe as they do. She is openly claiming of being a socialist. Who does she think she's talking down to? Because we are not a socialist nation. Oh, they're pushing socialist agendas and they're pushing socialist policies, but our contract with them, the Constitution of the United States, is not socialist. We are a republic, which means we the people are supposed to be the ones in charge. Not the D.C. occupiers, not the Elizabeth Warrens, not the Paul Ryans, you and me. So who does she think she is saying such an outlandish remark? If Donald Trump would have said that, I mean, they'd have gone for his throat. Elizabeth Warren says it's somebody on the left, and it's funny. No, it's not funny. It's not funny at all. It's a sick, arrogant remark. And she should not get away with it. I saw this article, and it was Brett Hume that made a comment on it, on her statement. I posted it on Facebook if you would like to see or hear her actually say it, because it was on video. Elizabeth Warren's net worth right now is $15 million within the 6 years of her political career. United States Senator Elizabeth Warren has made quite a name for herself since she first became Senator of Massachusetts back in 2012. She has gone from a first-time senator to potential face of the Democrat Party and possibly a presidential candidate. Warren has risen through the Democrat Party amid controversy over her heritage, which we could care less about. She claims she is a Native American, and I could care less what she claims. I claim it too. Who cares? What I care about is she claims to be for the people. She claims to be for the middle class person as she continues to pile on her net worth. She's at $15 million. I haven't even got 15 bucks in the last 6 years of my own to put in my own pocket. Are you outraged that she would stand up there and say she wants to cut you open? Your body. We're going into a break. I want you to get angry. I want you to be encouraged, not discouraged, but we need to be ready to fight for this nation. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages
the boss
you
back in town
each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, there's been a lot in the news about Ann Coulter and the colleges and the universities and the safe spaces and the free speech and the hate speech, and it goes on and on and on and on. Do you remember during the campaign, one of the things that Hillary Clinton and the left, particularly Bernie Sanders, were talking about? College expense. They needed free college. Really? And what are they teaching your children? And what are they doing to our youth in these colleges, these universities? Well, first of all, let's talk about the free speech and the hate speech and the stupid speech. A college speaker, I'm just going to read some of this to you. She whines about prison but fails to mention that she tortured and killed a man. Convicted felon Donna Hilton spoke on a civil rights panel at a fancy pants college. I'm reading this. I didn't make this up. Somebody else must have been as angry as I was. A fancy pants college earlier this month, but completely failed to mention that she, along with several others, kidnapped a man, forcibly sodomized him with a steel pipe, and then tortured him to death. When a student at the event asked Hilton about the heinous crime, a second panelist loudly berated the student for having embarrassed Hilton. The panel, titled Ella Baker Day, occurred on the evening of April 13th at Manhattanville College in the swanky suburbs of New York City. A single year of tuition fees and room and board at Manhattanville College costs $56,550. 1 year, mind you. The Ella Baker Day panel focused largely on the rights of prisoners. Hilton went on for 30 minutes about the physical aspects of the jail and about her complaints as a prisoner, according to the student who asked Hilton about her criminal past. She mentioned graphic stories, the students told the Daily Caller. If you were not crying by the time she was done speaking, there was something wrong with you. Hilton made it seem like she was some innocent woman who was put in jail, the student said. She didn't say why she was in jail. She said it was because of the color of her skin. She happens to be a black woman. Her basic theme was, I'm an innocent victim, and it's because of how awful Donald Trump is. Okay, I don't think he had anything to do with what she did, and they went to prison. And I don't think the prison should be a piece of cake or a cakewalk, as they call it. I'm not going to go on with this article. I think you get the point. They protested, couldn't keep things safe for Ann Coulter to get up and speak, but they bring a prisoner in here who's guilty of torturing and murdering a man to talk about the civil rights and how horrible jail is. A pretender. She's not an innocent woman. She wasn't jailed because of her color. She was jailed because of her heinous crimes. And she didn't deserve to have any luxury. And she sure didn't deserve. I don't know how much she got paid to do this panel. Or if she did. But she had no business being there with your young people. None. So, this is what's going on in your colleges. They will protest Ann Coulter and any conservative violently, not peaceably, violently. By the way, Ann Coulter did speak, and I can't remember where it was now, this weekend. And there were, and I'm using quotes in the air, protesters that were there to protect her, to guard her. Just civvies, just civilians, just Americans. Many of them were female. I saw them. Making sure she was taken care of. She was safe. Well, let's go back. I believe this woman is at Berkeley. An audit. UC President Napolitano hid $175 million while raising the tuition. The California State Auditor issued a scathing report last week alleging that University of California President and former Obama Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano raised tuitions while her office hid $175 million. The cover page of the State Auditor Elaine Howell's 167-page audit report states that, bluntly, that the UC president's office failed to disclose tens of millions in surplus funds and its budget practices are misleading. Oh, really? Janet Napolitano would do something misleading? And you wonder why the college is so expensive. The audit found that the UC spent $32.5 billion on expenses during the 2015 and 16 school year to fund 10 campuses, 5 medical centers, and its office of the president's headquarters. Although the UC states that its fundamental missions are teaching, research, and public service, the UC spent only $6.7 billion, that's 21%, on teaching, $4.6 billion, 14% on research, and $630 million, that's 2%, on public service. The other $20.6 billion, 63%, was spent on non-fundamental activities. Are you angry at what's going on in this nation? This once political, well, she's still political, I would say, once Homeland Security, Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, is once again practicing deception for the almighty dollar. So they hide all of this money, and they raise the tuition on the kids, the parents. The audit highly highlighted criticism in January from students and lawmakers after the UC Regents approved President Napolitano's 2.7% tuition increase for the 2017-18 year, given that UC tuition nearly doubled from $6,141 in 2006 to the current $12,192 this school year. In addition, State Auditor Howell's audit found the Office of the President has amassed substantial reserve funds, used misleading budgeting practices, provided its employees with generous salaries and atypical benefits, and failed to satisfactorily justify its spending on system-wide initiatives. It isn't about education, is it? It's a racket. It's a business. And they're taking you to the cleaners. They're taking you to the cleaners. Oh, what fools we are. And again, I could care less about the forest or the trees. I'm concerned about this nation. I'm concerned about the people. I'm concerned about the young people. There's a reason nothing gets done in D.C. It's deception. It's greed. And we need to be done with it. We need to be done with it. These Ninth Circuit Court judges that are ruling against the President of the United States, ruling against the Constitution, we need to be done with it. They can be impeached. They can be run out on a rail. I'm not going to say what Elizabeth Warren said. I don't want to cut anybody open. I want to be free and independent. I want them to start being honest. That's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen while they're there. We have to drain the swamp. And our president is having a horrible time getting it done because the swamp is so thick with greedy green creatures. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Do you want to talk about the 100 days? Because I got kind of bored with it. I get a report every day on what's going on in the White House, what they have done. And he is accomplishing great things that nobody even wants to talk about. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. When we come back, we're going to talk about another lie. It's called climate change. The Republic, will we stand? We will be right back.
Once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been kind of in a mood today, and I apologize for that. I try to be an upper, and I try to be an encourager, and I think I'm coming across as a downer, and I don't want to do that. But things are getting serious, and I do mean that. Actually, they've been getting serious for a long time. Maybe it's the days of rain that I've got the doom and gloom attitude. But I do believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in we the people. And I believe we are the answer. I believe we are the only ones who can fix this. Donald Trump can't fix it. He cannot fix it by himself. A former Obama official, I'm jumping into this now, says bureaucrats manipulate climate stats to influence policy. A former member of the Obama administration claims Washington, D.C. often uses misleading news releases about climate data to influence public opinion. Wouldn't you be angry if you knew you'd been getting lied to all this time, that you'd spent all this money on greeny-weeny stuff, and you didn't need to? Former Energy Department Undersecretary Stephen Koonin told the Wall Street Journal Monday that bureaucrats within former President Barack Obama's administration spun scientific data to manipulate public opinion. What you saw coming out of the press releases about climate data, climate analysis, was, I'd say, misleading, sometimes just wrong. This is coming from Koonin. He pointed to the National Climate Assessment in 2014 showing hurricane activity has increased from 1980 as an illustration of how federal agencies fudged climate data. Koonin said the assessment was technically incorrect. What they forgot to tell you, and you don't know until you read all the way into the fine print, is that it actually decreased in the decades before that. The UN published reports in 2014 essentially mirroring Koonin's argument. So all this time, they're fudging, they're cooking the books, manipulating the data, and how they word things to make you believe that there's this crisis of climate change, global warming, global cooling, that we need to be, you remember, that was the biggest threat. That's what President Barack Obama said. We are more threatened by climate change than anything. And Kerry, John Kerry. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reported there is limited evidence of changes in extremes associated with other climate variables since the mid-20th century. No significant observed trends in global tropical cyclone frequencies over the past century. We're being lied to, people. We are the fools. They're the guys in the trench coats at the corner, and we're buying what they're selling. And we're selling our independence and our liberty and our freedom down the drain with our foolishness in trusting these people. And it seems to be encompassing a great amount of these people, from the elected to the bureaucrats who are not elected, to the appointed. Elizabeth Warren points at all these millionaires, even billionaires that Trump has put in office, these guys that are entrepreneurs, that know how to make money. They know the tax stuff. They know how to work it. They've been working it for a while. But now they're working for us. Most of them are taking a salary because they're rich. They don't even care. I don't know that I trust them. I really don't. But I don't trust Elizabeth Warren because she's deceived too many people. She's not telling you the truth. She is accumulating wealth as she deceives you. We have David from Arizona. David, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. Don't you dare apologize for your passion for the truth and what's right and freedom and our Constitution. Don't you dare. We all need to hear what you've been saying.
Thank you.
And, you know, when I went in the Army in 63, I took an oath to protect our Constitution against enemies, both foreign and domestic. Well, I see people that are pushing an un-American, communistic ideals on America, school teachers, not all school teachers, but the ones that are pushing that, our politicians, etc., the media, they're enemies.
It's in the curriculum in the school systems.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I have a question. Whatever happened to giving aid and comfort to our enemies? It used to be a supreme crime against America. You know, and the Constitution and Bill of Rights, it says if people come here, you know, that are not invited, they're invaders. I don't understand how we've deviated so much from what America's supposed to be and used to be.
You know, and it depends on where they are and what they're receiving. But like the, Brown, the governor of California, he was adamantly against bringing refugees in here from Vietnam. But he wants to open the doors to every other refugee, to all these illegal aliens, and he wants to be a sanctuary state. They want to secede. You know what? I think we ought to let them. And then they get nothing. They get absolutely nothing.
We are inviting enemies into our home, our America.
Absolutely.
And on the subject you were talking about a few minutes ago, sometime when you want to go back and cover that subject, global warming, at a little more depth, when I lived on Mount Lemmon, one of my friends was the head of Stewart Observatory, Bob Peterson. He managed all of them, Kitt Peak, Mount Lemmon, Mount Graham. He introduced me to the head of Kitt Peak. The scientists at Kitt Peak, the world's weather is controlled by the solar cycles. And then I met the head of the University of Arizona Tree Ring Laboratory, and he told me our studies of tree rings, high CO2 contents are followed not by warming at all, but by more rapid growth of the trees, mm-hmm. which give us our oxygen. No trees, we die. You know, and
the trees need us, and we need the trees.
Exactly. So if you ever, you know, want to call me, and we'll talk at depth about truth and the lie of global warming, which is all about money. That's all it is.
It is absolutely
control.
You know, and the ones that are screaming the most, they're jet setting all over the globe, burning up all kinds of fuel. David, we're going into a break. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for your
time. God bless and thank you.
Thank you, David. Going into a break, we're heading into the final segment of today's show. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we, the people, we've got to take a stand. And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great moreover is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private
private property. In God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list and prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show. We're going to go to the phone line, and then I'm going to apologize to Roger because we're not going to have time to get to your call, and he wanted to talk about global warming a little bit more, and I need to move on. I've got some other things I want to talk about, and we are falling out of time. But we've got Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Okay, first of all, very good. Thank you. I'm sorry for not being polite. But I want to get this
thing.
Ditto to what the guy earlier caller said to you, 9%. But what I want is, did anyone see the news that Trump, this morning, that Trump had to give up a lot of the things that we wanted him to do, like Planned Parenthood? They get the money for that, and there was some other things in there that we really wanted. But I'm still going to stand by him because he had to do that in order to get the budget for defense and stuff. We've got to have that first and get the economy going. Then we can, and the wall. He had to give up the wall too. Did anybody hear that? Not give it up altogether, but he.
Yes, he had. He made
the budget.
He had to make great compromises.
Yeah, but
and a lot of people are angry, and they're holding it. You know, the left are holding it against him. But
who is
the left?
Yeah, I don't. Well, the left, even the left, because he had. I get what you're saying. Anyway, did you see Chuck Schumer grinning? And all I can think of, that was just like the old sleuthed thing grinning.
He
gets his money to kill them babies. They're evil-hearted.
They're very evil.
That's
kind
of strong, but I tell it for the, ain't nobody else going to say that. Because Jesus is up there watching when we kill little babies.
Yes.
But anyway, I just wondered if anybody heard that, but I'm still for him because he's got to get us strong. I mean, the Korea's about to. You know, who knows what's
the
going
things
to happen
he's
there.
Not been able to accomplish, we cannot blame him for. We have to blame Congress.
No.
That's who we have to blame.
We have to thank God that he put him there for this time. So I don't want to take a lot of time.
Okay.
But thank
Bill,
you very,
I appreciate
very much.
It. I did want to talk. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I did want to talk a little bit about this because if Vice President Pence came out and he's talking about the gale force wind of D.C. establishment that Trump is having to fight. It is just astronomical what he is dealing with. And
well, it's actually said that we've got to get this budget under control first. We're going to go after this stuff. Just don't give up on President Trump. He is put there by God. There's no doubt in my mind. Not a bit. There never was.
Well, you know,
never was.
Let's talk about that for just a second. John Kasich's written a new book, you know, and he says that America, and I don't disagree with him, America is in a moral decline. But he's talking against everyone who voted for Trump. Trump only won because America is in a spiritual decline. Well, he's correct about us being in a spiritual decline. But I saw him as a phony baloney, and I was never going to vote for Kasich. I didn't like him from day one.
There's always one barometer that I've noticed, and I don't know nothing, trust me. But God, always, when you watch a person talk and the thing they say, and I've seen it in him right away, they just are on the wrong side.
I did
they
too.
They don't even know it, but they are.
I did too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
I did too, and so did other people in the room when we were watching him during one of the debates.
Yeah.
And he got up and
he
made something, and
like
they just said, "That's not real. Yeah. He's funny."
Got a hateful heart. He's mad because he lost. That's all.
But he wrote a book. Everybody wrote a book.
Oh,
you know?
Oh yeah.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you so much. Yes, he did. He wrote a book. Kasich wrote a book, and he claims Trump only won because America is in a spiritual decline. Now, that part I believe is true, that we are in a spiritual decline, or we have forgotten whose we are. We have forgotten from whence we came. And we have been fooled by these elected officials. We've been a little bit lazy, a lot lazy, as the Republic, we the people. And we have put our trust in the elected officials, in what they should do, and then in what they should do as they put establish bureaucrats, the alphabet soup of the American people is the bureaucracy that has taken and run amok. Vice President Pence, he said Sunday that president has been fighting the gale force winds of the Washington establishment and national media that went to the shift of the focus off of his promises to voters. In an interview on NBC, Meet the Press, Pence declared that President Donald Trump has already signed more bills in the first 100 days than any president since Harry Truman. But you're not going to hear the media say this, and you're not going to hear the left say this, because they are going on a rampage against this president no matter what he says, no matter what he does. They gave him a grade card, a straight F. In fact, the wise, Maxine Waters gave him an F-. Pence says he literally each and every day has been out there fighting to keep his word to the American people. And he's frankly been fighting against the gale force wind of the establishment here in Washington, D.C., and frankly fighting against the gale force wind of many in the national media who would constantly like to change the subject away from the president's relentless promise to the American people. They go after the president, but it's you who elected him. And even if you didn't vote for him, he is your president. And they have no right to talk to him the way they do. You know, Geraldo was saying to Hannity, well, I think you've forgotten how you talked about President Obama. Well, I've watched a lot of it, and he doesn't talk kindly, but he never gave personal attacks. They are giving personal attacks, and they're attacking his family, and they're attacking anyone who voted for him. Elizabeth Warren saying she wants us to give our bodies to science so she can cut us open. What kind of talk is that? And what good does that talk do? She thinks she's there to be an obstructionist. She's there to guard liberty. And she is a socialist, so she will not ever guard liberty. She's there to get rich. She is now worth $15 million. She doesn't speak for the middle class. And she sits there and puts President Trump down because he's wealthy, and all of his cabinet because they're wealthy. She's not working for nothing. They are. Many of them are. They're not taking a salary. They recognize that they're wealthy. She's not wealthy enough yet. When will we stop being the fools? We need to be ashamed as we the people. Because we have trusted and we have given away the liberty that our children will not get back if we don't take a stand now. I do believe, I'm not a doom and gloomer, but I do believe this is our final opportunity to take Congress back. The elite. It's time for us to stop buying these books these people write. It's time to start reading that Constitution and standing on the Bill of Rights and recognizing we, the people, are the Republic, we are the government, the others are just a corporation. And you know what? We need to say, you're fired. And then we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.